You're listening to KCRW Berlin. I'm Lakshmi Sarah with Profiles. At a hospital in Zehlendorf, in a lecture room down a long corridor, 10 women from the organization Welcome Mamas are posing with a check worth 10,000 euros. Welcome Mamas is receiving the award from the Stiftung Oskar Helena Heim to continue their work helping new mothers with refugee backgrounds, like 23-year-old Ala Abdul Atif from Syria.
My experience was, in the beginning, it's very hard, complicated. I don't know what I should do and how can I do it. And right now I can say I'm a good mother because they are in my life.
Abdul Atif's daughter is now one and has just started Kita. Welcome Mamas helped the young mother navigate Germany's complicated healthcare system.
How do you describe the German bureaucracy when it comes to like having a baby?
Insane. Insane. There's a lot of bureaucracy in Germany anyway. When you have a baby, it kind of doubles. So you give birth to like a bureaucratic baby as well as a normal baby, a human baby. It's just completely mad.
That's Lorna Aether, one of the founders of Welcome Mamas. When Aether was pregnant for the first time in Berlin, she created a spreadsheet for herself.
I came from England 11 years ago now. So when I had my first child, I was also really like, what the heck? You know, I have no idea what I'm doing. There's all this bureaucracy, and I mean, I speak German really well, but getting the checkups and kind of getting all of these different things that you need for a baby, and then working out all the money stuff and like the maternity money, maternity leave. So it's extremely supportive, but you have to find those things yourself. And that is where the problems lie, because where do you start with that, you know? So that's why it's important that we have women on board who are, you know, who've been through the system and they know, and then they can support other women too.
Aether describes how Abdul Atif had questions and concerns about the German system.
I kind of helped her to understand how birth works in Berlin, because she was very much I heard that we don't get epidurals in Germany. Is that true? And I was like, no, that's not true. You can have an epidural, whatever you want. They took it to lots of hospital open evenings, so the hospitals actually let you go and have a look around before you decide to go to that hospital. And ultimately now she's found an apartment. Her baby's in Kita, in daycare. Her husband is like looking for a job, and she is hoping to become a gynecologist.
Today, Abdul Atif is one of about 60 women Welcome Mamas has worked with so far. But it all started in 2016 when Aether noticed a change in her neighborhood.
A refugee home opened in my street, and it was very clear to me that there were lots of more people walking around who were a different color to me, who had headscarves. And I was like, what's going on here? And I kind of read a bunch of articles and I was like, oh, wow, you know, this is crazy. We need to do something. And because I was working at the time in helping families who were relocating to Berlin, primarily pregnant women, I kind of saw the pieces fall together and I was like, okay, yeah, I need to do something. And you know, every woman who is pregnant, I think, needs a village, and that's basically what we're trying to form.
With the 10,000 euro award, the organization plans to create videos in different languages on pregnancy and birth, as well as arrange a diaper sponsorship program to help cover some costs for those in need. For Abdul Atif, Welcome Mamas is more than just a helping hand when it comes to paperwork. It's a network of friends.
Without them, I would be really very sad. And I didn't know how can I continue my life here. How can I live? How can I work? How can I study? How going to Kita? What's the stuff I needed for Kita? The school? It's like they are my eyes to walking everywhere.
For KCRW Berlin, I'm Lakshmi Sarah.